a man of constant sorrow, as he troubles in my day.
I can name a man of constant
sorrow.
I've seen trouble down my way.
I am Tone Diggs.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, nice.
Welcome to the pod.
Yeah.
Give it a shout out to Los Lonely. No, not Los Lonely.
I wish.
I've been stuck in my own place.
I am Tone Diggs. This is a pod.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pod. Connor's pooping.
Yeah, I think he's pooping again.
Is this Connor on? Yeah, it's on.
My bad.
Yeah, it's on.
Sorry, I'm...
Well, you got fucking situation.
Fuck.
Figuring it out. You got the old fucking saboteur out. Bruce fucking back there. Hey, welcome to the pod, Bruce.
What's going on?
Man, why is this so goddamn tight on me right now? What are we doing here, pal? The hell's
it
wrong
looked,
with
it? It looked really awkward with the whole table and...
Well, Connor was taking a poop, so he fucking cut it one shot on you. Brucey Quills is back there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking coffee shill.
Chugging coffee.
Brucey scones.
Long.
Yeah, Brucey scones.
If you got him.
I fucking caught Brucey fucking just pouring a big old thing of fucking log cabin...
Charles.
Maple syrup.
Holy shit, is that Bono?
Yeah.
Yes.
You look extra Bono.
Welcome back from your poop, Connor. How are you?
By far the worst poop of my life. I don't know what you did, but it is transferred to me. So bad.
Hello.
I had a big, fat, dirty poop. It hurts so much.
Did you use the wet wipes?
Yeah, I had to use the wet wipes.
Ooh, my bottle hurts so much.
Ooh, I got a big case of diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
We're done for the next hour.
Connor, Ty, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Ty. How you doing?
Diggy Skates, how are you?
How are you?
We got a packed pod, so we're going to get into that
Let's hop in pretty quickly today.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Ron Howard.
Yes.
Why?
Who's that?
Oh, because you watch fucking...
I watch 13
Divers or whatever.
13 Lives, dude. Okay. Crazy story. There was a lot I didn't know about that story.
Yeah.
A lot I didn't know about this story. So if you got some time, maybe take some...
I'd also like to give a shout out to Ron Howard.
Did you watch it?
No, I used to love Happy Days, though. That was one of my favorite old school shows.
I didn't know. Did he direct Happy Days?
No, he's in it.
Fucking Richie Cunningham,
I didn't know.
Him and the Fonz.
Yeah.
They were boys, dude.
I didn't watch, like, when Nick at Night came on and it was Happy Days. I was pissed. I was like, get out of here.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi was actually on Happy Days.
Connor, you didn't watch
Arnold?
I did not watch Happy Days. Yeah. I have been watching Modern Family.
Modern Family's great.
On Peacock. And
Bill Dunphy's an all-time character.
He's hilarious. It hit me last night, though, that the guy from that show you love, Nick, is the, like, probably the best character, the grandpa.
Oh, Ed O'Neill.
Al Bundy. Yeah, absolutely. He's in it. Yeah.
Ed O'Neill is
you don't miss.
A longtime incredible actor.
Sitcom superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing Sophie Vergara.
Yep. Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
And his son's name's what, Manny?
Yeah.
Manny's his son. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good show.
Yeah, he just won the fencing title.
Where did I watch Prey?
Nice.
Yeah, Prey.
Prey was good.
I got to Greyman. I thought Greyman was really good.
Greyman's awesome.
Greyman's a good watch. Was great. Prey as good as Bill was saying it was?
It was
pretty good.
The second best Predator movie of all time.
Okay.
In pretty high regard.
There's only one good Predator movie.
What about AVP?
Is that the one where they go to Antarctica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got
the
poop again.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
I think anybody else?
That was literally the only part of that movie I remember.
No, yeah. I watched Gray Man and I watched 13 Lives. I thought they were both good.
Yeah, yep. While we're at it, I will also give a shout out to Ron Howard because I haven't watched Apollo 13 in a long time. That's good.
Great. Ooh,
Tom Hanks, of course.
Gary Sinise.
I did watch the finale of Westworld. I don't know when Hubertito Watches Westworld. Shout out to Westworld. Great season. And I am on season 5 of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay.
We got House of Targaryen on Sunday.
Okay.
So I'm pumped.
Did you watch any cartoons recently that you liked? Or?
You know what? I haven't been watching cartoons recently. I've been playing Need for Speed. I'm getting back into that. It's pretty fun, actually. I started watching, again, I picked back up Game of Thrones season 2. I started hating it when fucking King Jeffrey came into power.
Jesus Christ.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Jeffrey. Yes. Jeffrey was King a fucking bitch.
He is a fucking
King
punk.
G off.
This kid fucking stinks. But, I mean, I'm kind of getting past him. I think he's going to get overthrown soon, hopefully. So
fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yep.
Is this your first time watching Mitt?
Yeah, so okay. I watched the last
You're
season.
You're in for quite a ride.
Yeah, I watched the last season, so I know how it goes or how it ends, but I have no idea anything leading up to that. So,
well, if you watched the last season, you have an idea of how it ends, right?
Well, no, I know how it ends, but it's like, I don't know what the fuck. I was watching the last season with all my friends that knew what the fuck was going on, and I was just kind of watching it for the dragons.
Nice. You're just cushed out of your mind. Just,
Ice dragon.
I think a sophomore in college, so yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah. Nice. I will say Brandon Stark has finally made his way up north. Pumped for that. And Arya Stark has made her way.
You mean the one-eyed raven?
Three-eyed. And Arya's made her way to
that's
the
what
fucking...
they call his penis.
True.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
only
about.
Only thing that works
unleash
below the waist.
One-eyed raven.
Yeah.
Is there any house cleaning we needed from the last episode? Anything we needed updates on or anything like that?
I don't know.
In personal lives or anything? Maybe you need to cut your grass or something. All right, fuck it. Let's get into the pod fod. Little League World Series is going on right now.
This happens every year, doesn't it?
It does. But every year is just as good as the last.
Still pretty funny.
Yeah, well.
Still pretty funny.
Yeah, bingo.
Come on.
I mean, listen to that. Yeah, you can't argue with that laugh right there.
But I don't think, like, this was awesome. Photoshopped, right? I don't think this
was
if
it?
You go back, I don't think this was actually
I was
going to
say
the,
because, shout out Brody Jackson, I guess.
Web City, bitch. Web City, bitch.
Alexis, Texas.
I know
still,
what you're going to say.
Still having the allure of kids this age.
That this man is way too young. But, you know, some folks are connoisseurs of older filmography.
Might have an older brother.
Is she still making new stuff? Or?
No. She's on Patreon. Someone tagged her because I tweeted about this, so I clicked on her page. I got to.
How much
support the business?
How much a month does she go for?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's fucking underselling.
I like that she's in business for herself.
Yeah,
exactly. I think she's taking
entrepreneurship.
Well,
because
like her and the women that we grew up with, they missed the. They missed the boat on making millions of dollars.
Although a lot of them, I think, are still doing that.
Oh,
but,
for sure.
But, Tony, they ain't scrubbing my sister's hot friend off the internet anytime
soon. No, they're not. No, they're
believe
not.
You me! Alexis is still my sister's hot friend, pal.
Yeah, she's been on the bang bus. Mick got a good pop from this, so that's worth
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll live on.
And you know he's going home tonight. And
I mean,
getting one of the tube socks out of his bedside drawer. Yeah.
I'm sticking from
the
wall.
Off the wall. Yeah.
Is that what you do, man?
Grabbing,
just use it. And just
grabbing like one of those flathead screwdrivers. Get under it.
You fucking spackling your wall.
Jerks off in bed and then just fucking in the wall. And just
you have a target on your wall.
Uses a slingshot.
Yeah, I bought a couple targets that I was gonna use for BB guns.
You got that old college poster that you would buy at Spencer's.
Boys
and fucking
poster.
He's got Bin Laden's face on his wall. He's just slinging his.
Yeah, seen enough. We did get him.
Yeah. We got him. I watched Zero Dark 30. Fuck, that's what I watched.
Oh, nice.
Fucking American Sniper was on yesterday.
Ooh, so good.
It's more than you start watching that movie more than like 4 or 5 times. It gets sadder every time.
It does. Except what you have to keep in mind is just watch the baby when Bradley Cooper's holding it.
Watch the baby.
Wait, it's fake?
Plastic baby. Yeah, it is very funny how fake it is. Yeah.
Okay. Next. Awesome. Okay, happy 50th birthday to Ben Affleck, by the way. I didn't know. Did you guys know his birthday?
Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben.
I also didn't know out there that apparently he's doing a hammered commentary of the on the Armageddon DVD. Did you guys know about this?
Oh, I did not. I think we can play this, right?
Oh, we are allowed to play this? I didn't download it because I figured we could.
Is it just the audio?
It's just the audio. I'm just going to play the audio because, to Tony's point, you definitely can't play the actual video.
I've heard it before years ago. I don't remember.
It's the thing about Michael Bay, right?
It's a lot of it's about Bruce Willis. Here, I'll play it.
I asked Michael why it was easier to train oil drillers to become astronauts than it was to train astronauts to become oil drillers, and he told me to shut the fuck up. That was the end of that talk. You know, Ben, just shut up, okay? You know, this is a real plan, all right? I was like, you mean it's a real plan at NASA to train oil drillers? He was like, just shut your mouth. See, here's where we demonstrate that, because Bruce is going to tell the guys that they did a bad job of building the drill tank. He did a piss. See, he's a salt of the earth guy. And the NASA nerdonauts don't understand his salt of the earth ways, his rough and tumble ways.
Well, that's because your cans are all...
Like, somehow they can build rocket ships, but they don't understand, like, what makes a good tranny.
Transmission. We're talking about transmission.
Yeah. Transmission.
Like, 8 whole months, as if that's not enough time to learn how to drill a hole. But in a week, we're going to learn how to be astronauts. Oh, 1 whole week? Now you know how to fly into space? I need my guys. Why do you need them? They're the best. Everyone's the best. Why are they the best? I don't know. They just are.
I'm only the best because I work with the best. Working with, you're as good as dead. If you want to send these boys into space? Fine. I'm sure they'll make good astronauts. They don't know.
I think that's about it.
They don't know jack about drilling.
Yeah, it was an all-time
awesome
classic.
Armageddon's just so
happy
good.
Birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben.
I just watched there's a George Carlin documentary on HBO.
Shining Time Station?
No, that's actually not mentioned. There's one mention of it, and I was kind of pissed because I want to know how we got into that. But they have Silent Bob talking in it, which was awesome. Kevin Smith.
Better one.
And he's talking about when they were making, I forget what movie it was that George Carlin was in with him. Was it Dogma?
Maybe. Yeah.
But he's on set, and this is just after George Carlin fell in love and got married to Sally Wade. So he's like talking about how this special relationship they have, and he's calling her the fairy queen, and he's the fairy king, and they have this little game they play, and it's like this cute little romantic relationship thing. And he's telling this to Affleck and Damon, he said, and he walks away, and Kevin James is like, shit, I really wish he wouldn't have said that when Affleck was here. He's like, because as soon as George Carlin walked away, Affleck went, did he just call himself the fucking fairy king?
Classic Ben Affleck's Ben. The best,
yeah,
dude.
Absolute weapon.
That tattoo, too.
Mm-hmm.
Beast.
Next. Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben. Birthday, Douglas Ben. McRae.
Connor, you're super pumped about this. Hunger Games prequel, The Ballad of the Songbirds, and Snakes debuts. First look at Rachel Zegler's tribute.
Yeah, I mean, I was pumped when Nick sent this in initially. I was like, okay, cool. Like, we got another Hunger Games. I'd love the Quarter Quill. But, I mean, it sure sounds like this is... You know, the cast isn't set up for success. Let's just call it out.
What do you mean?
Mockingbird didn't do as well as it should have because people didn't love it. Yeah, the last two. And just when I...
Are they bringing back Haymitch Abernathy?
I do believe Haymitch Abernathy might take place, but he's younger. So this is going back to, like, the 10th annual Hunger Games! So it's not like...
Is Cesar Flickerman still there?
Cesar, I believe, is the main character. They're following him around with... Eleanor
Rigby.
Yeah.
Beatles fame.
Yeah, there it is. And she's like the leader of the...
Yeah, there it is.
She's the leader of the rebellion. And Cecil Eggestan is the...
Is fucking Katniss in it or not?
No, count me out. It's none of the main characters except for the main villain and the lady who says she's going to save everybody. And Katniss uses her between the eyes with an arrow.
Like
at the end.
CGI Philip Seymour Hoffman's character.
Yeah, that's the only
I don't know if they're going to CGI.
Or a younger version.
There might be a younger version of his character who they are thinking about pulling Pete Davidson.
Shut up. No, he's having a meltdown right now.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking. He's not getting
Is Claudius Temple Smith in this?
I do believe Temple Smith makes an appearance. I think there are a couple references to the older movies, but yeah, I'm not sure about this
Seneca
one.
Crane?
Seneca Crane.
Wasn't that Lenny Kravitz?
It was played by Wes Bentley.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Back.
I don't know any of the people they named.
Yeah,
who are
no.
gonna be in
yeah.
it, to be fair. But no, I mean, I'll still watch it.
This yeah, is, no this thanks.
Is, yeah, class yeah, money grab.
Not happening. Yo. Unless Paul Giamatti's playing a young President Snow, then I want nothing.
Thought we were saying,
he might play the current president.
Thought we were saying like that it's overthrown. Paul Walter Hauser was playing the young Snow.
Anything he does.
I thought PWH was going to be like the cut main contestant.
Oh, probably.
No, I think he's representing the 12th faction. And he is the non-cut one. He's kind of the
what
the
that?
End of the road, kind of the
really?
The last, yeah. But then he goes on and wins it. And okay. then they start a rebellion because of him.
Ty, I forgot to ask you, did you see Giamatti's newest project on Netflix?
No, Bill, you're telling me about this. I didn't see it, though. What is it?
The Day Shift. It's got Snoop Dogg.
Franco.
And, yeah, and
no bullshit. Giamatti's in that, Bill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he serves as like a underground. It's a vampire hunter movie.
Yep, going to watch
Real
it.
Real Campy or whatever.
Giamatti's in it.
Yeah. Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
I saw this thing. I mean,
it is a terrible movie, but it's one of those like so bad it's good, really campy kind of.
Oh,
very
I just
funny.
Looked up fucking PWH's next fucking film.
Next Captain
what
America.
What is it? Just say it. Yeah, okay.
It's called Delilah's Gone.
Delilah?
No, that's why.
What did you just say, Tony?
Delilah's Gone.
Delilah.
PWH is in it with fucking Marissa Tomei. I mean, you know it's
Tomei.
We still don't know what you said.
Delilah.
Delilah?
D-E-L-I-A is gone.
Dalia?
Is it a biopic?
He's been gone for a while.
Yeah. Nah,
is it a biopic about him?
I don't know, but it looks good.
Biopic?
All right, next.
Fucking P-W-H.
P-W-H.
Ooh, it makes my motor run.
Who is Larry Hall?
Bruce doesn't know that song.
What's the yango? The yango.
What's the motherfucking yango? The ango.
Oi, Cruella, you cunt! I stubbed my toe! What's the yango?
What's the yango?
Are they making another Cruella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And that means PWH is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all he says.
What's her name still making movies?
What's the new ango?
Katniss.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence.
She's in something new coming out here soon.
Yeah, but she did have kids and took some time off.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what was happening.
She had a kid with Paul Walter Hauser. I forgot that they were actually married. Yeah.
Makes sense. And that kid has already been, you know, dubbed.
Walter Hauser.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Walter Hauser Lawrence.
Hyphen.
You're right.
Hyphen.
Double hyphen.
Yep.
An implant made from pigskin restored 19 people's eyesight in a recent trial.
No, it didn't.
Didn't we get the pigskin thing already? These
what
people
are
going to die.
This isn't from HollywoodMadeUpStories.com. This is real.
By Ed Cara?
Yeah, no, this is real.
Whoa.
Pigs are doing amazing things these days.
Except for that one guy who needed emergency heart replacement surgery, and they fucking...
It was because he did a fucking...
Smashed a pig over the head
with
a
hammer.
He did a kilo
of coke right before the surgery, so that's why that
one
didn't.
No, I think they needed it to get the fucking pig's heart going. It's not supposed to go in a human body.
But didn't he die? He didn't die from the pig's heart. He died from...
It had like an infection. They like rolled it in manure before they put it in. Yeah.
Correct. That was...
God damn it. The pig's heart was covered in pig shit when we put it. We didn't clean it up.
Thought it worked.
If pig skin is doing this for eyeballs, why have we not tried foreskin yet?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Give us the super elixir.
The healing properties of foreskin have not been explored properly, I think.
No. In Zelda, you can cut the penis off of some of the lizards you kill.
Are you serious?
You should.
Yeah.
Because it has regenerative properties.
Yeah, you could... It does say at the end of all the things you pick up, it's like, might do well in some new elixirs. And I haven't built one once. I just buy those fucking
things. The foreskin elixir would be quite formidable.
Turns you 8 feet tall. Gives you a 50-foot sword.
I thought Link chewed on it like tobacco.
You want
so
grown?
So he gets tired, chews on his stamina.
You like a pack of foreskin.
What's that?
You want grown old foreskins, or what kind of foreskins?
I'm not the world's foremost foreskin expert. I would assume the younger, fracture foreskin would be more acceptable for scientific use.
Yeah. Either way, just try it. You know, foreskin. See what happens.
To think about.
All right, you're looking for anyone from like fake taxi or anything like that. Like usually those guys have 3-4 feet of foreskin.
I'm just gonna take.
I got
you know,
some extra foreskin.
I'm gonna take 12 centimeters here.
Right.
You know, leave you plenty.
Want to have sex? Now let me fucking roll back.
Let
my
me unroll neck. My turtleneck.
Now, this turtleneck is harboring disease, I will promise you that.
Good
hasn't
luck.
Been cleaned under there in
plug
quite some
time. Put a clothespin on your nose, it stinks pretty good. It's pretty fucking stinky down there.
But, oi, have at it, eh?
Fucking lint. Oh, it's stinky, isn't it?
A foot of lint falls
might
out.
Might need a lint brush under there.
Jesus.
PWH is definitely kind of...
A hammer? Yeah. He does. Yeah,
totally. But a turtleneck.
I don't know.
I always assumed the foreskin, the uncircumcised foreskin was... Remember those like... how do I explain this?
I don't know. But I would not make those hand movements again with you on camera.
You know those like sea eggplant things?
Oh, yeah. The sea
slinkies.
Yeah, the sea
yeah you can put them on your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I always assume.
Yeah.
Then you have to take a piss.
What?
What a process that must be for those people.
Oh, God.
Pissing?
Yeah, well, you had to pee?
Dribble out from your...
No, you just piss inside the foreskin.
Storm the beaches.
You unroll it like a, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a bucket of water.
It's like when water's dribbling out of your mouth. Like
exactly.
If you're trying to hold
a
laughing.
Takes
a
little bit. It all works out.
Leaky faucet.
All right. Okay. Yeah, there you go. YouTuber and engineer Edgar Allan Pan built 4 robotic legs for a snake so it can walk. His video shows how he set about undoing millions of years of evolution to give snakes their legs back. Okay, so I was going to do the video because I thought like maybe they hooked up sensors to this snake.
Probably sucks, right? The video.
And like the snake was telling the legs where to walk.
Yeah.
It's not. They just put a fucking snake in a tube.
Yeah, exactly.
And they fucking walk and they were fucking super pumped about it.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking mark.
And the snake just the snake just fucking crawled out.
Slithered
of the tube.
Out of the tube. Yeah. You don't say.
Hey, you snake freak. How about you do this for people?
Yeah.
People are missing their legs and they need to walk again. Yeah, let's not worry about the snakes.
Tell you what though, he was very, very super pumped in this video, which was kind of a highlight of it, but no, this was just a snake in a tube.
I mean, I gotta give him credit. The exoskeleton there is very sound.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
I
I'm
mean,
saying. I'm impressed with what he's built here. If we focus on people, maybe this guy could change the world. They didn't even harness the snake in or anything. It just slithered out of there like as the thing was walking. Like
it doesn't need legs.
No,
all
doesn't.
This does is make it easier to kill him and spot him. So I'm all for it.
Well, what if snakes did have legs? Would that make them scarier or less scary?
Yeah, for sure. They'd just be smaller versions of those Komodo dragons.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. Like an anaconda-sized crocodile would be pretty intimidating.
I didn't put that in my brain, Bruce.
Think of just a really long fucking lizard that also is super poisonous and will
Yeah, but lizards don't have the temperament I think that snakes have.
That is a good question, though. With their speed slowed down, and how many sets of legs do they have? Because if you only have legs at the front and the back of a snake, you probably got some
I think they got 8 legs.
Okay.
Or like a 16-wheeler, 18-wheeler, sorry.
Yeah. So 9 sets of legs?
Mm. Yeah, probably like an 18-wheeler.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so if you get a flat, it doesn't
slicing
really
that
snakes.
Thing's head off like Neville Longbottom.
Goddamn right.
It's really a choice between like the death roll and then just being squeezed to death. It's adding the legs.
Yeah,
you're
like
right.
If they have legs, they're probably gonna death roll you.
But if they have legs, if they have legs, they can put you in a fucking figure four. Problem.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Also, maybe
tap out, brother.
Like, crack you in half like a lobster.
An equal amount of respect if they had legs and hands, and then we could reach out and shake their hands.
Yeah. You're right. That's a good point.
Let me shake your hand. Sure. That would be
good
sweet.
Game, Captain Duck.
They wouldn't be as sneaky though.
Snakes
and legs. Let me
plus,
shake your hand.
Sounds too.
It'd probably make like I picture their legs would sound like ducks walking.
Yeah, me too. Like a nice little pat.
Have you seen the video of that duck who runs a marathon?
No, I haven't.
I don't believe
you
it.
You should look it up.
Yeah,
it's
that thing's cheating.
It's definitely flying.
No. This thing, I don't know if it did all 26.2, but did a good enough amount to cross the finish line. It was pretty impressive.
I respect that. Did they give it a medal?
No, yeah. He killed it and fed the winner of the race, actually.
Okay. Florida well. Two-step, broke its neck.
We're eating duck tonight, boys.
Duck LaRange tonight, baby.
You ever eat duck?
I don't think I've ever eaten duck, no.
I heard it's good. I heard it's oily, though.
It is, yeah. It is greasy. Pretty, greasy
it's
bird.
It is a greasy bird, oily bird. Okay. It is good.
Delicious. Oily. Duck confit.
Bruce is the world's foremost duck expert, yeah, I believe, in this office.
Duck confit.
Yeah, no, duck's great. It can be a little dry.
You ever have foie gras?
Prepared. Yeah, I've had foie gras and all that.
At Fiori's?
It's like Fury's doesn't liver. Have foie gras.
It's like the liver kind of.
It's goose liver.
Yeah.
And apparently it's very bad for how they serve it. Yeah, good. Okay, next.
What?
Recalled Capri Sun may contain cleaning solution.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't care.
Christ.
Give it to me. I love Capri Sun.
You still drinking it, though? I was going to say, this really the only person this affects is probably Mick, because I assume he does have a fucking
squeeze a couple
of
bags.
Yeah, a case of
Sunny D
Capri.
In the morning when he gets home, Capri Sun.
You know they made jumbo Capri Suns, right?
What?
That they're like.
Like a gallon?
No. They're like 12 to 15 ounce packets.
That's awesome.
That's still a packet?
They're diesel. Yeah, still a packet.
At that point, give up the packet. Let's just move to a bottle.
Yeah,
let's transition.
Yeah, but I don't think Capri Sun would taste the same out of a bottle.
You're probably right.
Also, no.
Go ahead, Mitt. Sorry, what?
I was going to say, I don't think it would taste that very good out of a bottle, but this does actually completely suck. Like, this Capri Sun was my go-to trick to make friends at school was suck down a whole Capri Sun, everybody at the lunch table then likes you. As a new kid, everybody at the lunch table.
So you didn't give someone a Capri Sun, you just fucking chugged it in their faces.
No, dude, it's my fucking super.
Everybody, listen.
New kid fucking crushes Capri Sun.
Yeah, the new kid's fucking sick, dude.
Oh,
new kid goes hard.
Yeah, but you know, then the chunker comes up. He's got two.
Yeah,
blink of an eye.
It'd be a lot cooler.
New kid sucks. You see what this kid just did? New kid got
like burned. In our school, it was a lot cooler if you could fucking chug a Huggy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
I
what I'm saying.
No idea what that is.
Kind of tired of drinking out of plastic bags. Let's transition to a plastic case.
Our school was always like if you put a bunch of shit on one tray and then you just like threw it and dumped it on someone's table, then
Jesus
you were the cool
Christ.
Kid.
Okay.
And then you were the fucking cool. That kid's right.
Fly
who
everywhere. Yeah.
Who were you friends
mess?
With fucking O'Doyle?
I mean, basically, we used to have fucking kick fights, dude. We'd stand on each set or we'd sit on each side of the table and you just start fucking kicking each other. Whoever gets up loses.
You definitely made like mystery drinks, a combination of everything in the middle of the table and made somebody drink it.
No, we never did that. Oh, one time we did that with a fucking bottle of dip. This kid got like $12.99 for doing it. It was actually.
Did you guys
one of
go through the phase where you would put ketchup or mustard packets on the ground and jump on them and then they would fucking explode out on somebody?
Oh yeah,
of course. We were chucking.
What was your nickname, O'Banion?
Mustard Man.
No, yeah, actually, I think I did go through. I went through from O'Banion.
Fresh meat.
I had Billingsley for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I went to fresh meat. Because by then I was a freshman.
All right, we only put these on here because if you don't follow WGN TV news, how would you know your kids are going to be drinking this? So if you got Capri Sun at the house, make sure you check it.
Yeah, be careful.
Put a
check your sons.
Put a chlorine tester in there and see if it comes back or not.
How's that even
clean
happen?
Your toilet.
It how always kind of tastes happen? Like Windex.
Same way someone falls in like a vat of super hot chocolate.
Or porridge.
Big oopsie. Oh, speaking of.
Some baboon.
Another recall
oh, shit.
Alert.
I mixed up the Clorox and the Capri Sun.
another right. one. King's Hawaiian recalls the pretzel buns, which I know Nick buys all the time, so make sure you take those back.
I do appreciate how we've transitioned into a public service announcement, consumer goods type show here. Be on the lookout, folks. Pretzel buns are bad.
Be also, careful.
They've
I've never
tainted.
Had the King's Hawaiian pretzel buns. I assume it's delicious.
See, I would say I don't need the extra. I'll just give me the regular King's Hawaiian bun. The pretzel bun like is good, but I don't need the King's
I have
Hawaiian
been going
bun.
Through a fucking phase, okay? Because the tomatoes right now are delicious. I don't know if you've been to the farmer's market recently and got some fresh tomatoes.
The farmer's market I buy is very nice.
It's very
farmer's
nice.
Market.
Yeah.
They are delicious, and I've been fucking housing BLTs.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. What kind of bacon?
Fucking whatever I could get my hands on.
Smoke wood.
Fucking apple wood. Fucking thick cut.
Yeah.
Give me some of that motherfucking smoke wood bacon.
Give me that.
Apple wood is what I was looking for.
Apple wood. Smoke.
I can't get there enough fucking BLTs thick. Right now.
I love BLTs.
I love good BLTs.
Throw some chicken on there.
That's not a BLT.
Chicken BLT.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah, chicken BLT.
A little mayo on that thing?
Maybe, yeah, a little mayo. Maybe a BLTA if you're fucking feeling frisky.
Apples?
Avocado, you mutt.
You're
slicing apples and putting them on there?
Apple juice?
That's it goes well with the applewood smoked fucking smoked wood.
Compliments each other.
Oh, you put an egg on there too, fucking. Oh. Ooh. Now we're fucking cooking.
Fucking BLTAE, come on.
Okay, everyone, fucking have one. Good luck. Bye. Or I mean, next.
Also, it leads me to believe. I think. I think Zeke sent both these in, so I'm guessing Zeke's got King's Hawaiian pretzel buns in his pantry right now. He's got a big old thing of Capri Sun that he's having pissed to dump out.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it.
He might, yeah.
Millie Billy Brown is enrolling at Purdue University to study human services.
Good luck, yeah. Millie Billy.
Let's go.
Honestly, though, going to college, like, that's not a bad move to change her name to Millie Billy Brown. People won't know who she is. Like, now it's just like, oh, shit, 7's in one of my classes.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, when I say 7?
Yeah, but 11. If she goes by Millie Billy, yeah, she could be 7.
Change her name to 7-Eleven. What are we talking?
Yeah, she should. Well, that's what I was thinking, 7-Eleven. I could use a fucking hot dog in a Slurpee right now. But you're right. Hey, did you see that fucking broad name, Millie Billy Brown?
She's a wheel.
She looks like fucking...
Dude, Millie Billy is a wheel. Need to get her, did you? Oh, that will happen. I mean, this is going to be tough for her. I don't know why.
Millie Billy?
Yeah, for Millie Billy.
You think she's actually like... She's not fucking staying in dorms.
Well, they're
fucking,
I said she's taking online classes. She ain't
they're filming. No, they're in Hawkins. They're filming in Indiana.
They do film there.
what do you mean?
How far is Hawkins from here?
Fucking 42 minutes. Purdue's 45 minutes. They're right there, right next to each other.
Tell you what, that fucking Quill's coffee has got me fucking...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys wired?
Sitting just right.
Dude, last night I had to go to bed at 9:30. I was like, I don't like the way I feel right now.
Is it hot here? Man. Because I am fucking...
Yeah, no, I'm in trouble.
I am too, because I'm just holding in a big old dog.
Yeah. Right next.
There's a good chance I'm going to have to pull her from poop on the highway. The side of the highway.
Have you seen Ty throw some leaves?
Yeah. All,
like, so I'm not sure if you guys saw this or not, but... Lake Edwin Johnson in Spartanburg County. I'm not sure exactly where that
it's
is.
It's got to be South Carolina.
I think it is, actually, to be honest with you.
Right by where Zion's from.
They were trying to drain the lake by 10 feet, and I don't know if somebody fell asleep at the wheel or not, but they drained the entire lake.
Oops.
That is just not right.
Killed all the fish. It's a pretty good prank, actually.
Whoops!
Looks like you're not fucking fishing this weekend, are you?
Sorry.
That is.
Can you imagine how mad you'd be if you had a house on this lake or something, or your boat was on this lake, and then you woke up and it was just gone?
Finally walk over to your buddies.
You could walk
I wonder if they'll sue, though.
Huh?
I wonder if they'll sue the city.
It's closed until 2024.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, walking out on some Saturday morning fucking with ear pods in.
Fucking cup of coffee.
Ooh, I'm going to fucking ski up my boat.
And then boom, you get out there and there's no water
on the lake. There's no water in the lake.
Your boat's just tipped over sideways.
Yep, there's just dead fish frolicking all around you.
That is tough.
Gonna fucking kill someone. Kill someone.
Drain my lake.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. If someone maybe had a personal problem with old Edwin Johnson, and said, I'll show this old son of a bitch. I'll drain the fucking lake right now.
Like in holes. Get cursed or something.
Is that that? Lake's empty. Is that that movie?
Are you talking
with,
about kissing Kate Barlow?
Of course. Yeah. Is that that movie with
Stanley Yelnats?
Is that the movie with the
Hector Cerrone? Sheila Booth.
There it is.
Yeah.
I was going to say
Stanley Yelnats,
the guy from Transformers: Book of Secrets.
Yep.
The all spark of courage.
What a movie!
It's a great movie.
Hammered that in.
Next.
Ooh, I'm gonna fucking kick.
Bouncer has. Were you laughing at this, Matt?
Dude, this
Bouncer has sex with so naked funny, woman bro. In nightclub as patrons cheer them on. I thought it was a stripper.
No.
This was in like Crimea or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
Guys, this is a prime example about why these episodes have recently been getting age claimed. I don't think we can show even the blurred version of that.
Guys, you can't show this.
No.
Man.
What are we going to do? We're really
did sound like a fucking nerd right there.
Age claim.
I let Tone know, like, hey, the past two episodes have been age restricted, and he's like, well, what happens with that? Well, this.
Yeah,
is
well, guess
exactly
what? I'm not the boss of the show. I don't make the decisions.
You
Bill.
Make the pod fod. Somebody makes the material for the show.
If somebody sends
okay,
it.
Okay, Bill, let's talk about Naruto for an hour and a half so all the 14-year-olds can watch it. Fucking hit the bricks.
Guess what, Bill? If someone sends it in, I'm reading the teleprompter. Okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Man.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, this guy got fucking fired for this, and that's kind of bullshit. Hey, like,
wait, this was in.
This was in the club.
Bar, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Crimea?
Yeah.
In Russia?
Ukraine.
Isn't it a shared territory?
Disputed lands right now.
Yeah,
I
was
going to
say, what are we talking about?
You better watch your fucking tone, Bruce.
I thought everyone was, like, locked down over there chilling because there's war going on. Apparently not. Apparently they're fucking in bars. I read two people were swimming in the beach the other day over there, too. Got blown up by
a
landmine in the water.
Actually, yeah, swim at your own risk.
They're getting after it over there.
Well, you know, war times. I mean, boys got to go somewhere to let off some steam.
I guess.
Like, did you ever see, it's not Green Street Hooligans.
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds, and they go down in the basement, they drink in a bar. Boys got to blow off some steam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are officers in the military.
Edward was having a baby.
The German three. Mm-hmm. Maximilian.
Yep.
Maximilian. Son Maximilian.
That was a great scene.
Wendy's Stalingrad signed that piece of paper for him.
Yeah. Michael Fassbender.
This guy only got 10 days in the slammer for this.
Oh. It's 10 days?
10 days.
For having sex?
This is illegal?
Yeah, it's a long bid for that.
I don't understand what this dude did wrong.
Had sex.
It's a decent exposure.
I got momos like you jerking off in the bar, Bill. So can't, I mean, said Bill. I meant Mitt. Bill, I'm sorry. You did not deserve that. You
momos.
Deserve,
yeah. Next. Sorry for talking about this story, Bill.
I love you,
Bill. I don't know. Hold
I don't
on.
Know if we nice. Talk about this.
This one made
actually,
this
yeah, that's a good point.
Should we talk about this or not?
What's going on here?
Well,
as long as you don't show a photo of the designer vagina, I think you're going to be all right.
Designer vagina
surgery. Secretary
surgeries.
Defense Bill. Thank you. Thank you.
Designer vagina surgery.
Thank you, Bill.
Have doubled this year because of ultra tight sports leggings have become so popular.
Yeah, this wasn't this year. This was years ago. I mean, what are we talking about?
No, this is from August 16th, 2022.
Well, they're a little late. Daily Mail's a little late. Someone should
this
tell
was all over the internet today.
Wait, what does this mean?
It means...
It means girls don't want you thinking they got a fucking Arby's roast beef in there.
There's a camel toe situation going on. And
wait, you can just get...
Yeah, you've never seen fucking...
Oh, man.
You never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, I've never seen that.
There's a whole episode on it. This Curb was good this season, actually. But as this show, we want to recognize the plight of the woman because we don't talk about it enough and say, we stand with you.
Yes, we do. Here, hell here.
Yeah. Here, here.
Hell yeah.
Designer vagina surgeries doubled in a year.
Maybe we just move on so Mitt doesn't fucking.
Yeah,
doesn't
I mean, his brain is exploding.
Oh,
man.
Next.
Whoa, dude.
Wait, let me read this again. That's, go back to the guy having sex to the bar.
180-year-old. Let him live.
Next.
Ooh, we need to go to next.
Okay. This is a video of, I think this is. Tom Ford, the governor
this is,
of
this
Toronto.
This is Premier Doug Ford, brother of...
wow.
Rob crackhead.
Ford. Brother of infamous mayor of Toronto, Rob
okay,
Ford.
Now watch his mouth. There's a bee flying around it. Okay.
Oh. He eats laptop.
Oh, he eats it?
Yeah. He ate
Jesus Christ.
Fucking bee just flew in my mouth.
Yeah, he fucking swallowed a bee, dude. Fucking just big thumbs up. Fucking I just, shout out to the Fords.
That back could, in a sugar cane? Like, why the hell has he got bees flying in his mouth?
That could get you.
He just drank a cube of Mountain Dew before he fucking went back
in. That did happen to me when I was a kid.
Really?
Chewing bubble gum. He flew in my mouth. No. He was going nuts. Did not sting me. I opened my mouth and flew out. It was nuts.
No.
Shit. Swear to God.
Did you ever think like you could command the bees after that?
For a little bit. I was like getting playground.
Bee but man.
Did
it sting you?
No, it didn't sting me.
But it just swallowed. It just went down your throat?
No, then... no. It just like... Side like in mouth, left, right, mouth open, flew out.
That's like a miracle.
Did it,
I feel like
did it like
terrifying
go like 3 feet, turn around, look at you, and then like fly away, like it gave you like a salute?
No, I think it might have, but after it happened, I was like, ah!
Rightfully so.
That bee definitely shot a fat load in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Speaking of this, Rob Ford, can we find the video of someone saying that he like offered to eat her pussy? If he said, like, I am doing just fine. I'm eating pussy at home. He said something. Bruce, can you please find that? All time great.
Can't find pussy anywhere. Ford.
Yeah, pretty much.
Please roll this video. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not.
I have not.
Wait till you do.
Oh, yeah. Nick showed this to me.
I believe that's Vin Diesel on the set of F12.
10.
Walking and staring at a building.
And then it's
Coliseum, Tony.
And then I believe he's... What are you doing? Oh!
Gundam Dom Buro. Sandata Yoro.
Look at him. He is back, dude.
The next movie.
Wait, did he just... Hold on. Will you reverse that a little bit? I believe he's off camera, not being filmed, and does a fucking...
Yeah, he's acting, dude.
No, that's not on camera. He's already walked past the camera.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like end scene, I crushed
it. Yeah, I nailed it, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the Paul Malu. After every play, you had to do a little blessing.
Okay, you guys saw what I just did. Fucking...
You're welcome. You've been blessed by Vin.
End scene.
That was awesome. I'm so pumped now.
Show me the dailies.
Yeah.
Immediately afterwards. I love that. Man. It's a man working on his craft. I will say, there's a lot of Vin slander happens on this show because, you know, we draw lines in the sand.
He's back. You're right.
But that was swinging me a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's an actor.
Did you see him yell at that library?
Yeah, it was a Coliseum.
I will be quiet for no one! That's what he yelled.
No, he fucking walked up and yelled, "Family!" And then everyone fucking...
And Russell Crowe and his family emerged.
Yep.
And they said, "Hey,
holy fuck, this place is awesome."
I got that Rob Ford. I got enough to eat it home if you want it.
Yeah, yeah. Please play it.
A prostitute. Alana is not a prostitute. She's a friend, and it makes me sick how people are saying this. So unfortunately, I have no other choice. I'm the last one to take legal action. I can't put up with it anymore. So I've named the names. Litigation will be starting shortly. I've had enough. That's why I warned you guys yesterday. Be careful what you wrote. Okay, so that's all I have to say for now. And the next thing, I want to call Mayor Britannia in Hamilton and tell them that we're going to have to spank their little tiger cats. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
What about drinking and driving?
Mayor of Toronto.
He goes from the
Toronto.
Rest in peace, Rob.
First off, fucking Hamilton Tiger Cats, you're fucking going down.
Morenci, I'll get to you on a mayor's bet.
And I got enough pussy to eat at home.
Oh, man.
Got plenty of pussy to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Someone tells Bordrage he's fucking wrong. Okay?
That's it.
The ending. What about drinking and driving?
Was the best.
No, shut up. We're not doing that today.
You ever see him sling the fucking CFL football around, too?
Oh, yeah.
I still think he's fucking sick.
Could have played center in the NFL.
Wait, who is this guy?
He's in the Hall of Fame in the CFL.
Former mayor of Toronto.
No, he was the prime minister of Canada for 10 years.
Yep. Maybe we could get to him and help us out, Gump.
He's
dead.
Yeah, long since dead. Yeah. Tragic, too.
Family, though. Okay. You know what Gumpy loved?
Who?
His Raycon earbuds.
Ooh.
Is this you're not lying, Bruce.
Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are so comfortable, and they will not budge. You can shake your head all crazy, and they will not budge. They're the best. Like I said, Gumpy does love them. He uses them all day, every day.
Every day pick him up, he's got his Raycons in.
You can get yours by going to buyraycon.com/thepod to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/thepod. For 15% off, buyraycon.com/thepod.
All right, let's continue. My heart is so out of rhythm right now. Water. Video.
Quills, coffee.
You drank diesel gas.
Video. There it is. This is a water park in China.
Looks like a super good time.
Looks fun.
Yeah, but it smells great in there.
I mean, this was water country around noon on a Saturday in the summer, just to be fair.
That many people.
I would be in there for, I don't know, 8 seconds before I have a full-on panic attack.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I would
not
never
to mention how
there.
Many people are, like, pissing and pooping and probably fucking in there.
Okay, so we're also seeing, like, all the people on the top. How many dead bodies do you think are floating underneath from people that have drowned already?
It's a dangerous scene.
Yeah, I feel like you could definitely be suffocated.
It's like a wave pool, too. You get sucked into the wave machine.
I was going to, like, there are probably a decent number of people that die every year.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You get sucked in by the wave machine.
There's also, like, there's no need for a lifeguard. Like, if someone in the middle goes under, they're dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
If a lifeguard dives in there to try to save someone,
he dies.
Yeah. You need, like, 500 lifeguards.
This is a nightmare.
John Cena is going to have a lawsuit on his hands when he has to close his water park down.
Next. He doesn't own that water park. Okay, this is a, I believe it's a 93-year-old woman. Why don't you run the video?
93-year-old what?
Woman. What did I say?
Wim-wom.
Oh, you did my fucking.
Oh, this looks fun.
And they just strapped her to the top of a fucking plane and took off.
Did she fly
93-year-old daredevil.
Babe Bromage. She just did her fifth wing walk.
They just taped her to the fucking plane
Holy
and flew
shit,
her around.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, luckily Betty was fucking asleep all day. She didn't even know.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, she woke up.
Where am I?
Thumbs up.
I'm just thinking of the scene in Top Gun where the kid fucking about blacks out from the G-force.
Yeah, that's like Betty. No, Betty is gone 12 G's before.
Yeah.
I mean, Betty fought in World War II, so.
I can assume at 93 she was only hoping that at any moment all those cables would snap and she would just go flying.
Let me go. Let me go. Eject.
Did she do that voluntarily? Because it didn't look like it.
I think so.
Get over here, Grandma. You're going to fucking stand in this thing.
Would Bam Margera do this to his grandma?
Wakes up while they're strapping her in.
No, oh, Bam, I don't want to.
Yo, shut up, Grandma.
She looks like she's having a blast in the beginning.
Yeah, she's a daredevil, dude. Yeah. But yeah, she did wake up and she was just strapped into this.
Shit herself immediately.
Can you at least change my diaper before we take off?
Please, Bum.
Hey, shut up, Betty. We're going up now. You old bag.
Too late. Get undue.
Wait till Tom Cruise sees this. He's going to have something to say.
Yeah,
he will one-up this immediately.
Betty's ass. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that
Betty,
she was strapped in.
Well, they're going to go up there and he's going to fucking undo her, unwench her cable, and send her flying.
Stand in her spot with no cables.
Yeah.
Next.
Love you, TC.
Love you, TC.
Daddy.
Oh, no. Is that it?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Damn.
Who fucking did the?
I mean, hey, that's what happens when Zeet. That's what happens when Zeet's not here.
You're right.
Envelope's a little light, huh?
You're right. I see.
Well, fucking Bill made me fucking take out 10 of the things.
You're right. I didn't know.
Oh, the sex stuff.
Goddamn censorship in this country.
Thought we were the last show that you could talk about whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
Well,
go. So 18.
We're gonna file a grievance.
I don't like it.
Fix this.
I don't like it.
Nope.
Might as well be in that water park in China.
Might as well.
If you guys have any complaints about the length today, make sure you direct those to Bill McCombs.
Also, we are definitely all going to watch House of Targaryen, so maybe it. So, next episode.
Make sure you watch House of Targaryen. I'm still going to try to get the bear in.
Yeah, I still have not had the urge yet.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen for me. That's
make sure you guys watch 13 Lives. You know, it's good.
Yep. Watch Three Ninjas this weekend.
That was the 20th anniversary, I believe, a few weeks ago.
It was. Nick sent me. I don't know if it was some Three Ninjas dedicated Instagram account or what it was. But yeah, it was incredible. It might have just been the trailer, but it's been too long since I've watched it. I wouldn't mind doing, you know, a watch-along companion piece, if you will.
Let me see if I can find my favorite clip. Yep, it's my very first video in here.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
And I know which one it is.
Agent Green is okay, and we got everything. We got guns, the mortars. It's like a warehouse for World War III. We got it all.
We got nothing. I want Snyder. He's everything. I want him.
That's what you have to look forward
to. Yeah, exactly.
You've never seen Three Ninjas.
I have. We watched it. I forget where we watched it, but we all watched it together that one time. I think here.
Yeah, it might have been here. Actually, Mitt, have you seen Three Ninjas?
Oh, no, my mic was off. I've seen it a bunch. I used to watch it with my cousin and my brother growing up at my grandpa's house.
Oh, hell yeah. Tom. Yeah, you are Tom Tom.
My Three cousin ninjas. Used to call me Tom Tom, actually.
Yeah, yes. Won't eat dog poop.
Heavyweights, make sure, get out there and watch Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Mr. Sims.
Like King Kong. Fattest boy in comp.
Maybe you should get on the treadmill for like 1.5 hour, two and a half hour. Maybe fucking up your cigarette intake, but lower your chocolates.
Lunch has been canceled due to a lack of hustle.
You've never seen Three Ninjas, have you, Bruce?
Nope. But I do love Heavyweights. Mori watch Tanaka. It all the time.
You'll like Three Ninjas.
You'll love it.
Also, has anybody watched The Sandman? Netflix yet? Sandman.
No.
Oh.
I've been this close.
Is it a series?
Yeah.
Manti Te'o doc is out now.
Yeah.
That's on the docket.
It's either next week or the week after because the Manti Te'o one is the one that, like, the Dan Barry Trashers. It's series.
Untold.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Untold stuff.
And one mixtape is next week. Like, that's the rise and fall of it.
Escalade?
The trailer looks. Hot sauce. May he rest in peace. The trailer looks awesome.
Yeah. We got some good stuff on the docket.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do better next week.
Yes, we will.
Zade'll be here.
Exactly. I mean, make sure you run it by Bill.
Yeah, I just got to run it by Bill.
Yep.
Just got to run it by Bill.
Run it by Bill's desk. Make sure he signs off. Mm-hmm. We will 1 to 2 day lead time.
We will show no completely blurred pictures of strippers having sex in Crimea.
Yep.
Boom.
That was all over the internet.
No boobs.
No boobs.
We did talk about fucking unraveling foreskin for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, it's just.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
All right. We'll be back next week. We love you guys so much. If you're just listening, what are you doing? Go check us out. YouTube.com/thepod, PMI.
We're getting closer to 100K.
Every day.
Every day. We're inching closer and closer.
We love you guys.
With legs, we're getting there.
We will see you next week. Goodbye.